Coming up on this edition of the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, what local drug bust brought multiple municipalities together, and how's early voting going in Cherokee County? We've got these stories and more.
Carriage Kia in Gainesville and Woodstock has up to $6,000 in rebates right now during the summer sticker event. New 2019 Optima, Sorento, Sportage, Stinger, and Forte. 66 months, 0% for qualified buyers only at Carriage Kia, Gainesville, and Woodstock.
Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the only local news podcast just for Cherokee County, brought to you by the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News and the BG Podcast Network. I'm Amy Cargas. Here are the stories your friends and neighbors will be talking about. Today's top story is brought to you by Cherokee Fusion. Five Atlanta residents fought the law, but the law won. They were arrested October 9th on trafficking methamphetamine charges following an investigation by the Georgia Bureau of Investigation and Homeland Security. Agents seized more than 100 kilograms of suspected crystal meth, a loaded AR-15 rifle, and one handgun in Marietta. Another search in Cherokee County resulted in the seizure of approximately 3 kilograms of suspected meth. The agents were assisted by the Cherokee County Multi-Agency Narcotics Squad, Cobb County Police Department, Woodstock Police Department, and the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office. This joint investigation remains active and ongoing. The time to rock the vote has finally reached Cherokee County. A total of 2,814 people turned out to cast in-person ballots on the first day of early voting on Monday. Early voting takes place through October 23rd. A third drop box for absentee ballots has been added at the former Cherokee County Elections and Voter Registration Office in downtown Canton. Candidates also hit the campaign trail this past week, including incumbent Senator David Perdue and presidential advisor Ivanka Trump, holding a joint appearance at Pizza by Fusco's in Acworth Tuesday afternoon. Which project does the Cherokee Board of Commissioners plan to relaunch? And where in Woodstock can residents walk in amazement? Coming up on the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast.
The Cherokee Community Minute is brought to you by Cherokee Focus. Do you have a passion for your community? Do you often ask yourself, how can I give back? Did someone do something for a younger you that propelled you into the person you are today? If you live, work, or play in Cherokee County and are looking to find a way to plug into the community, think Cherokee Focus. Cherokee Focus is now accepting applications for the Cherokee Youth Works program. We provide out-of-school youth ages 16 to 24 with GED prep, life skills, work readiness, paid work experiences, along with assistance in college enrollment and obtaining sustainable employment. If you could use some assistance in one of these areas or know someone who does, visit us online at CherokeeFocus.org. That's CherokeeFocus.org. And remember, through people, partnerships, and possibilities, we can make a stronger Cherokee.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Welcome back to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. After being delayed several months due to the coronavirus pandemic, the Cherokee County Board of Commissioners is looking to relaunch the Hickory Flat Area Study. Principal Planner Margaret Stallings and Senior Planner Chris Lully said at the commissioner's most recent work session that certain elements of the plan had undergone retooling while on hiatus. For more information on that project, visit Donald Campbell's article on TribuneLedgerNews.com. An amazing opportunity has come for county residents. For the second straight year, Brian Blackman, who lives at 5035 Southland Drive in Woodstock, has designed a maze in his front yard for the Halloween season. It gives children in his neighborhood a creative and unique place to play. Other display items at the site include a giant spider and spider web on the house, monsters in the bushes, and other spooky decorations. Last year's maze was composed entirely of straight lines, but this year's edition includes a number of curved and circular sections. For more on Blackman's creation, visit Donald Campbell's article at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Today's high school recap is brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. The Cherokee County Cross Country Championships were held in Bowling Park October 10th. Creekview earned the boys' team's title for the third year in program history. The other championships came in 2009 and 2017. Woodstock's Dylan Watson won the individual competition. The Etowah girls' team repeated as champions, with Creekview's Makina Cates winning the individual event. For more sports coverage, including football action between Creekview and Sequoia in the Battle of Hickory Flat, as well as Cherokee hosting Woodstock, visit TribuneLedgerNews.com. Thank you for joining us for the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast from your hyper-local news source, the Cherokee Tribune Ledger News. Grab a copy of today's paper and visit Cherokee Tribune Ledger News online for complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the citizens of Cherokee and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyper-local news updates, or ask Google Home to play the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast for you. Share your thoughts or questions with us in the comment section or call our podcast comment line at 404-997-8655. We might share your comment on an upcoming episode. The Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast is produced by BG Ad Group. Marcel Portut, producer. Jacob Sutherland, director. Copyright 2020, all rights reserved.
Be creative, innovative, passionate. Be excellent, inspiring, driven. Be faithful, disciplined, prepared. At Union University, you will thrive in a Christ-centered community and be equipped for success in your life and career. Begin your journey today. At Union University, be transformed.